You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
We'll be right back. Death task was set. Sack the town and rob the tower and steal the alphabet. Close the door and bar the gate. Keep the window. Thank you. daybreak washed with signs of gladness, rotting all it rotted clean. Windows beep out on their neighbors inside. Sides keep shouting on the trumpets roll, and a toll they all shall
Whoa, how about that for some morning bombast? That's Emerson, Lake & Palmer, the opening track from their self-titled debut, and the song is called The Barbarian. That album came out in November of 1970, and that's probably my favorite album of theirs. The Barbarian, by the way, was an arrangement the band did of a Béla Bartók piano piece, and on their first pressings, they gave themselves the credit to the track, and evidently Bartók's widow didn't take too kindly to that, and they fixed that credit pretty quickly. And, you know, hubris will only get you so far. But the music is great. Before Emerson, Lake & Palmer, we had Procol Harum doing Wailing Stories off of their Procol Harum Live in Concert with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, which was released in 1972. It was recorded at the Northern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium in Edmonton on November 18th in 1971. Before an audience of 3,000 people, the band was supported by a 52-piece orchestra and a choir of 24 singers. And it was recorded by the great Wally Heider and Ray Thompson and produced by Chris Thomas, whose other production credits, by the way, include The Sex Pistols, The Pretenders, and Badfinger. We opened up the show with King Crimson doing 21st Century Schizoid Man off of their 1969 debut album In the Court of the Crimson King. The lead vocals and the bass playing were performed by Greg Lake, who shortly after this would become a founding member of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. As sort of a side note, the album's cover was done by a guy named Barry Godber. The artist used his own face, viewed through a mirror, as the model. He died of a heart attack shortly after the album was released. Maybe his terrified face on the album cover just scared the crap out of him. And finally, I want to say that 21st Century Schizoid Man is a real showpiece of just how tight this band was. The whole album is a classic. If you haven't heard it and you like what you heard, you really owe it to yourself to check it out. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on WYXR FM from Memphis, Tennessee. This week's episode's sort of a weird little one-off because I never really figured I'd do anything with prog rock or art rock or whatever you want to call it. But at the last minute, I thought, what the heck? You know, just let's roll with this and see what happens. Right now, let's dive into some classic Genesis, the title track from their album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway.
Broadway street scene finds a focus in its face. Somehow it's lying there, brings a stillness to the air. Though man-made light at night is very bright, there's no whitewashed victim as the neons dim to the coat of white.
Dude. just in name.
I'll remember the good things. How can you forget all the years that we shared in our way? Things were changing my life, taking your place in my life, and our time drifting away. I'll remember the good things. How can you forget all the years that we shared in our way? Things were changing.
Gentle Giant. The track we heard is Own Reflection from their seventh studio album, Freehand, which was released in 1975. One of the things I like about this track is that it really showcases one of the band's trademark qualities. It's these intricate medieval-ish kind of melody, vocal gymnastic choral parts. I don't know how else to describe it, but they're very cool. This is going to sound crazy. I've had enough dental work, like root canals and God knows what, that I had to figure out what kind of music would I listen to while I was getting my head drilled on to deal with the experience. And I realized I couldn't listen to music with a groove, and I couldn't listen to very melodic music. And I discovered that Gentle Giant and a four-piece Japanese female math rock group named Trico was the perfect stuff to listen when you're getting really heavy-duty dental work. So it's the only music I could find that would be interesting to me that would overpower the effect of a drill in my mouth. God. All right, we opened up the set with Genesis, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, the title track from their sixth album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. That came out as a double gatefold release on November 1974, and it would be the last album to feature their theatrical lead singer, Peter Gabriel. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM. And today's show is sort of an anomaly. It is focusing on all things prog rock, art rock, that kind of stuff. And hope you're enjoying it. If not, hang in for next week. It'll be another show that'll be very different. Right now, one of my very favorite tracks to listen to when I'm in the mood for this kind of stuff, it is Yes, and the song is Starship Trooper from their third studio album, The Yes Album.
Yes.
Sometimes you can see a couple so close together, it gets hard to distinguish which one is which. And bits of them disappear into a space that forms between them. This we could identify as the secret world. Sheltered place till I could see the face behind the face. All that I've gone before had left no trace. Down by the railway side in our secret world we were colliding. In all the places we were hiding love, what was it we were thinking of? So I watch you wash your hair. Underwater, unaware. And the plane flies through the air. Then you think you didn't have to choose it, that I alone could win or lose it. In all the places we were hiding love, what was it we were thinking of? In this house of make-believe, divided in two like Adam and Eve, seeing things that were not there. On a wing, on a prayer. In a state of disrepair. Down by the railway siding, in our secret world we were colliding. In all the places we were hiding love. What was it we were thinking of?
The power of the blue.
I never get tired of that. That's Roxy Music, Out of the Blue, from their album Country Life. Even though this episode of Air Conditioned was intended to be an old tip of the hat to art rock, prog rock, that kind of thing, Roxy Music to me is sort of a smear of that music world with a splash of glam. And when I hear these tracks, they sit just fine with everything else. Especially that really great ending on Out of the Blue. Just kills me. It was released in 1974, and Country Life is easily the band's densest and at times most dissonant album, but it's really my favorite album of theirs. Before Roxy Music, we heard Peter Gabriel, Secret World, from his album Growing Up Live. If you haven't had a chance to see the concert film Growing Up Live, you really ought to see it if you like this music, because it's a stunning production. We opened up the set with Starship Trooper. Yes, from their third studio album, the Yes Album. It came out in 1971. Eddie Offord, who worked on the Emerson, Lake & Palmer albums, co-produced the Yes Album with the band. And I wrote for Mix Magazine for quite a few years, and in one of my articles, where I sort of did a list of producer engineers whose work I loved, I mentioned Eddie Offord. And one night while I was in my house in Midtown Memphis, just doing some work, I get a phone call from this English guy thanking me for mentioning him in the article. And I didn't catch his name, and I asked him who he was again. And he said, Eddie Offord, and he thanked me again. At that point, I sort of blubbered, I should be thanking you by doing these wonderful records. We talked for probably an hour, and in the conversation, he told me that the Yes Album was his very first production credit. Just pretty amazing. Anyway, this wraps up my art rock, prog rock edition of Air Conditioned, my weekly show, which happens every week right here on Friday mornings at 9 a.m., on WYXR FM, broadcasting from the Crosstown Concourse in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm Rick Clark. I've had a lot of fun playing this music for you today. Catch you next week at 9 a.m. Central Time for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.
Support for WYXR comes from IREM Memphis, dedicated to advancing the knowledge and professionalism of real estate managers through education, networking, and advocacy. More information at irem-memphis.org.